AP News, I'm Mike Hempen. President Biden will head home earlier than planned from an overseas trip to deal with the debt crisis. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani reports.
For weeks, the White House insisted he could manage both the Capitol Hill talks and foreign commitments while abroad.
The president could be president anywhere.
That was just yesterday, hours before the administration announced the president would scrap the last two legs of his trip.
The president wanted to come back a little bit early.
Spokeswoman Karine Jean-Pierre faced multiple questions aboard Air Force One about why, given that it meant putting off visits to Australia and Papua New Guinea. National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan says that work is important, but can wait.
Default can't be postponed, but the trip can be postponed.
Sullivan's rejecting claims the change will do diplomatic damage or give China leverage. Sagar Magani, Washington.
A second inmate who escaped from a Philadelphia prison has been captured. The AP's Rita Foley has the story.
18-year-old Amin Hurst was arrested this morning by U.S. Marshals in the city's West Philadelphia section. Hurst and 24-year-old Nasir Grant escaped from the Philadelphia Industrial Correction Center on May 7th, say authorities. The two men were gone for nearly 19 hours before officials knew they were missing. Hurst had been charged with four counts of murder. Grant was being held on charges related to drugs and weapons. Grant was arrested last week, seen leaving a home dressed as a woman, say authorities. Three people have been charged with helping the men in their escape. I'm Rita Foley.
The death toll from several crashes in Illinois on Interstate 55 that occurred during a blinding dust storm on May 1st has risen to 8. Authorities say an 81-year-old woman, who was a passenger in one of the cars that crashed, has died of blunt force injuries. This is AP News. Actor Johnny Depp has been talking to reporters at the Cannes Film Festival, where he's presenting his first film since his defamation trial against his ex-wife, actor Amber Heard.
Johnny Depp plays King Louis XV in the film Jean du Barry, which opened the Cannes Film Festival. Although a jury sided mostly with Depp in a 2022 defamation trial against Amber Heard, lurid details of their marriage came out. Depp was asked to step down from the Fantastic Beasts films. Depp says he does not have much further need for Hollywood, and people will believe what they want to believe.
With regard to me and my life, the majority of what you read is fantastically, horrifically written fiction.
Depp says the real focus should be on the film. Jean du Barry does not yet have U.S. distribution. I'm Archie Zaraletta.
An update on Wall Street as the Dow gained 408 points. I'm Mike Hempen, AP News.